This is the Tiger 102.75.
A former Saraburi-based cavalry soldier who was reportedly fired from service 3 months ago for assaulting his superior has allegedly shot and injured his 28-year-old girlfriend at her family home and grocery shop in Prachinburi as he tried to drag her out to his car. Prachinburi is 2 hours' drive northeast of Bangkok. Following the shooting, police inspected the area and told that the victim, a factory worker who sustained a gunshot wound in her upper arm, had already been admitted to the district hospital. CCTV footage assessed by the police showed that the male suspect arrived at the shop, got out of his vehicle with a pistol in his hand, and grabbed the woman by the hair and forced her to get back into the car. When the woman resisted, the suspect shot her in the arm in front of witnesses, pushed her down, and then fled the scene. Police are searching for the man. A Buriram school set up a committee to investigate a parent's allegation that one of its teachers made a pupil do 50 jumping jacks in the hot sun and then whipped him 10 times with a wooden stick wrapped in duct tape. The 12-year-old's mother has revealed the Friday incident and says her son had merely failed to recite a multiplication table. The director of the Anaban school says a fact-finding committee has been established and would report its findings before the end of the week. The principal said the unnamed teacher, who has made no public comment about the incident, admitted to punishing the boy, but the committee would decide whether the punishment was too severe. The director's vowing to ensure fairness on both sides of the incident. He admitted to being concerned about the boy's mental state and has assigned other teachers to help his parents take care of him. You can see photos of the boy's beating. You decide whether it's too severe at thetiger.com. And an unknown amount of radioactive waste has been detected inside an export container at the Lam Chabang seaport, just north of Pattaya in Chonburi. The port's deputy director says the waste is being kept in the safety zone at the port, which is equipped to handle radioactive situations and is being handled by officials from Thailand's Institute of Nuclear Technology. The waste was detected by X-ray officials last Thursday. The port director says that they intended to remove the radioactive waste for disposal by Friday, but the operation couldn't be completed on time, so the operations resumed yesterday. The director of the port didn't specify the amount or type of radioactive waste. Despite concerns of genocide and discrimination, leaders of ASEAN countries at the Singapore summit this week will explore the possibilities of early but safe repatriation of Rohingya refugees to Myanmar's strife-torn Rakhine state. A statement from the ASEAN chairman at the end of the summit is thought to stress the importance of voluntary return of the refugees from Bangladesh, as well as the need to find a comprehensive and durable solution to address the root cause of the conflict and to create a conducive environment so that the affected communities can rebuild their lives. More than 700,000 Muslim Rohingya have fled violence in the Rakhine state since August last year after militant groups attacked security outposts, prompting a brutal clearance operation by the Myanmar military. Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha cannot canvass for votes if he wants to stage a comeback as a prime ministerial candidate on the ticket of any party. This from the Deputy PM Wisanu Kriyanam. Mr. Wisanu said yesterday that if any party names General Prayut as one of its three prime ministerial candidates for the next general election, the law bars him from taking part in any campaigning or canvassing for that party whilst serving as the prime minister. All he can do, said Wisanu, is invite people to go to the polls. He went on to say that General Prayut cannot tell the people to vote for a party which is supporting him to be the next prime minister. This is because General Prayut is not a poll candidate, he's the holder of a public office and must maintain his neutrality. Heightened cooperation between 6 countries as part of the anti-drug Safe Mekong initiative has contributed to the interception of large drug hauls entering Thailand from neighbouring countries. This from the Office of the Narcotics Control Board Secretary General. He says 6 countries have joined the initiative: Cambodia, Laos, China, Myanmar, Thailand and Vietnam. The Director General stressed the exchange of intelligence between the countries played an important part in seizing drugs that had been smuggled into Thailand. He said information sharing has led officers to determine areas where the drugs were expected to be shifted across borders into the country. He said the cooperation is also instrumental in hindering the smuggling of drug precursors across borders. He said the Golden Triangle, where the borders of Thailand, Laos and Myanmar meet, is still seen by the international community as a major source of drug production.